This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This is Real Relationship Talk with Dr. B. Pope and Fee, the Busy Bee. Real Talk is a podcast that covers everything that will help you to improve yourself and the lives of others. And just sometimes we might discuss the tea in the streets. Now, I want to introduce Dr. B. Pope and Fee, the Busy Bee.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Real Talk. I'm Dr. B. Pope.
And I'm Fee, the Busy Bee.
And happy Saturday. Thank you all so much for joining us again. And I hope that you are having a fantastic week. And we are so grateful that you are listening to this show on BRHF Radio, the Black Radio Hall of Fame.
Yes.
And I'm so glad that they gave us this platform and this opportunity to be able to just spread love to the masses. And I know for myself, it seems like this year is moving. I mean, it seemed like it was just January 1st, and now we're already in November, and Thanksgiving is right around the corner. And Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays because you get to sit around with the fam, you get to eat, you get to talk, you just get to just chill out for about 3 days, and I love it. So what about you, Fee the Busy Bee? How has your week been?
My week was so awesome, Dr. B. Pope. Thanks for asking. I was able to participate in a female minority mastermind of business owners. And Let me tell you, it was amazing. Everyone flew in to Miami, and we had lunch at Gianni's in South Beach at Versace's mansion. And the things that we were able to, you know, experience with one another was just so amazing. Just being around like-minded people. I feel like we were able to elevate each other, support each other. We were able to build up a network. And so we could be able to not just then at that time, but later on to be able to collaborate with one another. Mm-hmm. So I really do believe that was the highlight of my week.
That's great. It's always good when you can be around like-minded people, people that can bring new and fresh ideas and give you a different perspective on how to grow your business and how to manage your business.
Exactly. Because, you know, as business owners, you know, when people start a business, sometimes you can feel alone.
Right.
Or you can feel like, you know, you're stuck or you wish you could talk to somebody about a certain situation. And if you're talking to someone that doesn't have an entrepreneur mindset, oh my goodness, it's just like
they can't really understand.
It's like you're crying and they're looking at you like you're laughing. Like They just really don't get it. You know what I mean? And so I think that was the most thing that I was so excited about, that I was able to not just be in the moment there, but that I could actually leave that moment and still be able to connect with these great, amazing, powerful individuals.
That is great. It's always good when we can get together and collaborate and learn from others. So, Fee the Busy Bee, I know that you were in Miami, but what's the tea in the streets? What's the buzz?
The buzz is going on is that we've had elections, right? So, Election Day has happened. We were there to vote for our local officials. And so, a lot of things that we voted for this time around, guys, is really going to affect us. So, I hope that you guys got out and voted. So, that was great. Another thing that went on is that we had daylight savings time.
Yes.
So, we were able to fall back and get some sleep. And I love to fall back. I need that extra hour of sleep.
Extra hour.
Yes, yes. So that was always good for the daylight savings time for us to be able to fall back and catch up on our sleep, right? And today is just not a Saturday. That's right. It is Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day to all my veterans out there. You know, Veterans Day is a federal holiday and is linked to the end of World War I. It wasn't officially called Veterans Day until 1954. Mm. So we just want to say, veterans out there, thank you so much for your service. We really appreciate you guys. And happy Veterans Day.
Yes, for all happy, the
happy,
veterans.
Happy Veterans Day.
And I just want to encourage you, if you know someone who have served in the military, give them a call and just let them know that you appreciate them on this Saturday.
All right, but the next bus is coming up. It's Missy Elliott. Missy Elliott.
Right.
Missy Elliott has just been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Wow.
Isn't that great? Songwriter, groundbreaking producer, label executive, and video trendsetter.
Wow.
You know that video, Super Duper Fly.
I remember that.
She had a trash bag on.
And I remember that song because it was the first video that was like that of its kind. I remember it was like 3D. They were looking at each other. I mean, the big face in the camera. And I think that kind of started a whole new wave of sound with that beat. It was like a crazy Virginia beat
sound just came in, right?
Right. I mean, you know, her and Timbaland, man, they rocked the house. And also, Missy Elliott won 4 Grammy Awards, 8 MTV Awards, and a whole list of accolades. And I think she even won the Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award. I mean, that is a major honor, and to be inducted into the Rock and Roll. Now, let me tell you, the Rock and Roll, y'all. So she's inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
So she's the first female rapper.
Wow.
Ever. So it's like, that's so cool.
That's cool. That is awesome. Kudos go out to Missy Elliott.
Congratulations, Missy.
Super duper fly. Super duper fly. Me, I'm super fly. Super duper fly. Super duper fly. Me, I'm super fly. Super duper fly. Me, I'm checking fly.
Hey, hey, check it. I'm Beat the Busy Bee. I'm out here and I'm busy in the streets. It's me and Dr. B. Come on, listen to me. Hey, check it.
Well, welcome back to Real Talk with Dr. B.
And Fee the Busy B.
That was Fee the Busy B going back to her high school days rapping. But, babe, I think you probably need to tighten up on them skills, don't you think? I'm just saying.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with having a little fun.
That's what it's about, having fun, enjoying life. And this is Real Talk on BRHF Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. So let's talk about those emails. We've already gotten several emails, so guys, thank you so much for sending in your emails and everything. And just remember, our email address is realtalkbrhf@gmail.com. Again, that's realtalkbrhf@gmail.com. And let us know if you have any suggestions or any topics, and if you have any questions for us, okay? Because those questions and suggestions, we'll be talking about those on the show. And it'll be a great thing for you to be able to get some questions that you might have that you need to be answered, or just a topic that you would like for us to talk about, okay? All right, so again, that's realtalkbrhf@gmail.com. Okay, Dr. B. Pope, so let us know what's going on in those emails. Can you go ahead and open it up and let us know what our listeners are saying?
Yes, and we received several emails, so thank you all, everyone, for being part of the conversation. But one email caught my eye, and I wanted to pretty much center the whole rest of the show on this particular email. And it says, "Hello, Dr. B and Fee the Busy Bee. I love the show, and I'm so happy that BRHF has Real Talk. It's good to hear people being real. I am writing for advice. My wife and I have been married for 5 years, and we have had many challenges. As soon as we move forward, it seems like we are taking 2 steps back. My wife and I are faithful, and we know that things will get better, but it's challenging right now. I feel that other couples are living their dreams and we are getting the bad end of the stick. What is your advice? Sign Hopeful. Wow, thank you so much, Hopeful, for sending us the email. And after the break, we're going to be able to talk to Hopeful and respond. This is Real Talk with Dr. B
and Feed the Busy Bee.
I realize I don't need anything. I need you by my side. Shine your light, I follow. Oh, Lord. I try to pretend I can do without you. But I'll be out of my mind. Doing things my way. Losing faith. Just living life blind. I don't want this life no more.
Did you know most couples spend more time planning their wedding and honeymoon than how they will live their lives together? It's no wonder so many fail, but yours doesn't have to. Dr. B. Pope is an author and relationship building coach, and he is uniquely gifted to help you have a happy, healthy marriage. Whether you're planning a marriage, enjoying a marriage, or trying to get out of a marriage, Dr. Pope is waiting to counsel you. Go to drbpope.com. That's D-R, the letter B, P-O-P-E.com.
Hello, this is Fee the Busy Bee, and I'm here with Better Care for You. We treat your family like our own, and we live to care. Why call us? We take our mission to provide exceptional non-medical home care in familiar surroundings seriously. The services we provide are companion, sitter, personal care, and also we work with Alzheimer's and dementia patients. Please give us a call, 678-900-8397. Or check us out on the web at bettercare4you.com.
Welcome back to Real Talk. I'm Dr. B. Pope.
And I'm Fee, the Busy Bee.
I love this jam right here, and it's by Bobby Storm, a young and upcoming artist, and the title was called We Can't Forget Him. Boy, that is a bad joint. So right now, I want to go back to the email as we talk about the meat and potatoes of our show for today. And basically, what we want to talk about today is how do you deal with life challenges? Because one thing I realized, if you live long enough, guess what? You are going to have challenges in life. Don't you agree to that, Fee the Busy Bee?
I definitely agree to that because I think it's just a healthy and normal reaction to feel emotional when facing challenges.
Right. And this couple right here, they've been married 5 years, so they're newly married. But he's explaining in the email that every time he moves one step forward, it seemed like, man, he gets hit and he goes two steps back. And I know for myself, I've been in that situation before. And not only that, he's looking at his friends and he seems like they're living the American dream. I mean, nothing is going on. But one thing I realize is that if you live again long enough, you are going to go through some trials and tribulations. And there's a quote by Germany Kent, and it says, your strength doesn't come from winning. It comes from struggles and hardships. Wow. Everything that you go through prepares you for the next level. Because we all go through challenges.
I love that quote.
I don't want Hopeful to feel like he's by himself because we all go through challenges.
And definitely. I think we all go through challenges. And I think the most important thing is to feel like you're not alone.
Right.
You know, every person in this world has low points, right? And so some may handle or even hide it better than others. But the truth is, whatever you're going through, there are others who have been through it as well.
Exactly.
And you're not alone.
That's right. You know, and I think about what Dr. Martin Luther King once said. He says the ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. And one thing I realized that when you go through challenges, and being a man, I can totally relate. I mean, the man, you're supposed to be the head of your family. You got to provide for your family. And when you're going through different things, it just can get overwhelming at times. Because I think about several challenges that Felicia and I've had over the years. I mean, they include financial challenges. I mean, just a lack of money. I remember times where, right, man, we hardly didn't have any money. After we paid our bills, we were just, hey, we just have to survive.
I'm glad love was there.
I'm serious. You know, we've had challenges with childbearing.
Yep.
And I could go on and on about the challenges that we face in our marriage. But one of the challenges that we faced that was very...
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
The, I guess, climactic happened in 2004. And Felicia, do you want to talk about that for a few minutes?
Yes, I think definitely we've had our challenges and stuff. And so to hopefully your family, I mean, hats off to you for just even talking about this. But I think that you will go through challenges in life. And I, like Burrell shared earlier, we went through it with childbearing. We went through it with our finances. We also went through it with a change of job because we were in full-time ministry and had to go to start working. Being a part of the workforce, and it's totally different when you work for a church. It just it's just different, you know. And so we had to go through that change as well. And then for us with having childbearing issues, we started looking into adoption, and so we had issues there as well. Right. And then right now we're raising a teen, so hey, we're still going through stuff.
right.
So you will have issues and things that will come up. And so I think the one that kind of like knocked the nail on in the wall was that when my mother, became ill. So having a sick parent and navigating all that other stuff you have going on within just your marriage and with raising a kid and trying to take care of, you know, financially, being able to have that financial burden for your family, which was, Dr. B's part, it was really hard. And so I think in 2004, my mother had her car accident. And we really took on the responsibility of taking care of her. It was really hard, and it had to become a new normal because, you know, the money that was stretching for us had to stretch for her as well, you know? And, so we really encounter a lot of challenges in that area.
Right. And it wasn't like she was just in the house. It was a full time. I mean, Miss Faust, she became a
quadriplegic overnight.
Right.
And so it was definitely all hands on deck.
Right.
And so she was total care. And so we really had to really help her and stuff. So, I mean, we're sharing all this to let you know that you will have things that will happen in your life that will be challenges. And so I just want to encourage you to understand that your pain has purpose, mm-hmm. that what you're going through, you will be able to get through it. But I mean, you know, sometimes you go through these things and I'm telling you, they just make you better.
That is so true. I really do love, Felicia, when you said pain has purpose. And I really do believe that because we all go through challenges. And sometimes we might not can see what someone else is going through, but we all go through things in our life that are roadblocks or difficult times. And we just got to stay hopeful. And what I want to do during the next segment, I want to talk about different things that we can do to help us overcome challenges in our life. Because we're going to always have these times. No matter if you've been married for 10 years, no matter if you've been married for 5 years, or even 50 years, there's going to be times in your life that are going to be hard. You know, I like to think about the blind side. You know, in football with the quarterback, you know, they have a side where the quarterback can't see, and that's called the blind side. And sometimes things can hit us where we don't even see them coming. So we're going to talk about different ways to overcome challenges in our life. And I have 8 building blocks that if we apply these to our lives, that we can deal with challenges in a lot better manner. The first thing that we can do is always pray. I think that's the biggest thing. When we're going through something very difficult, we have to first rely on God.
I agree.
I mean, and sometimes that could be the furthest thing from our mind, but we have to make that decision. I need to slow down, and I need to think about this, and I need to get on my knees or go out walking, but I need to spend time with God so I can figure this thing out. And sometimes it might mean you're just going to meditate by yourself, or sometimes you might have to pull your spouse. Hey, baby, I need you to pray with me. Or sometimes you just have to just get in your car and drive, but just to spend that time to kind of figure out what's going on first.
Yeah, I know for me, I just love to be able to, you know, like you said, a spouse, but some people are not married, but I know mm-hmm. I would put like friends or, you know, call somebody and say, man, this is what's going on. Can you pray with me? So I think definitely praying, you know, to or relying on a higher power definitely helps,
right.
You know, because I think at that point you're really talking about not so much what the problem is, but you're talking about how you feel about it.
Right.
And I think that's the thing that we have to, you know, really start to face and dig through is, okay, what do I feel about this? How am I feeling?
Right.
You know?
And I think that is so good. And the next building block that I have is that you have to accept what's going on. And what I mean by accepting, you got to understand that this is reality right now. So let's say if finances are very tight, you have to accept that. You have to own it. Now, you don't have to say, this is who I am. But you have to understand and you have to accept it. Like, this is just the season that you're going through.
Exactly. It's just temporary.
It's just temporary. You cannot think that this is who you are and this is going to always be there. But this is a season. Just like when things were going great, it was a season. But when we go through challenges, it's a season.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to accept what's going on. And when you accept it, you can't. And I know it's easier said than done. You can't point the finger at other people. Because I know for myself, years ago when I was just very, very undisciplined with my finances, it was so easy for me to point the finger at my wife or point the finger at my job, you know, my career. Like, I'm not making enough money. That's why I'm undisciplined with my money. Or I'm blaming it on my dad because he wasn't disciplined. But in order to move forward, you have to accept what's going on and take responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And some things are out of our control. I'm being honest. Some things are out of our control. We have no power over it.
Right. It is not your fault.
It is not your fault. Now, something. Now, if you make a mistake now and you got advice and you say, I'm going to do it anyway, or your wife saying, don't do it. Now, that's different because that's something that we've done. But if things are out of your control, like I said, it's not your fault.
Right.
But you have to accept where you are in that season so you can move forward.
Yeah, I think everything that Burrell is sharing, I think, is really, really great. And I know for me, how I deal with challenges is that I know it's going to take time and perseverance. And so what I try to do is give myself a lot of grace. So extend yourself some grace. You know that this challenge of whatever you're going through is not going to just change overnight. And so I will just encourage you to take your time and understand that you have to be persistent. But understand it will take time. And so really extend yourself a lot of grace.
I think that is so true. You have to extend yourself grace, and it does take time. And I think the next building block is that you have to change your mindset. Instead of becoming a victim, have the mindset of a victor. All right? Because you have to start thinking more positive. And I know sometimes when we're going through difficult times, it's so easy to have a mindset of defeat. But you got to understand that God has your back, that you have to understand that you will get through this and your whole mindset can just shift. And one of the things that I always like to do when I'm going through something hard is just understanding that if God brought me this far, he's going to continue to carry me
through. That's right.
And sometimes that gives me that strength. Now, it's tough. I'm being honest. I'm not going to sit up here and say as soon as I change, my mindset is changing like that. But there's something I have to always go to. I mean, seriously, because my mindset can be positive on Tuesday, but when I wake up Wednesday,
that's right.
Oh, man, I can be struggling all over again. But I have to always fight to keep my mind focused on the bigger picture. And sometimes that means, and like I say, getting into God's word, reading different books or making positive spiritual affirmations. I mean, whatever I have to do to keep my mind focused. And sometimes it means getting around people who are going to encourage me. Because, you know, you have those people who you can talk to.
You need that good energy.
Yeah, energy. And then you can grab their faith. Seriously. I mean, when they inspire you, they encourage you, and they root you on, I mean, it builds you up. So you got to cut off some of those people that's going to take you down the wrong road. Because I think we all have those types of relationships too. It's kind of like we talk to them and we feel worse after we talk to them.
Right.
Because they take us down that downward spiral of negativity. But we have to hang around people that are going to empower us.
That's
and
right.
To keep us strong in our faithfulness and in our mindset.
Yeah. And I know for me, what helps me, Dr. B, is that I just have to sit and write a list of the things I'm grateful for.
Yeah, that is so true, Fee. You have to be grateful, because when you're grateful, it helps you to put things in perspective. If you're grateful, it helps your mindset to be different in that situation. But also, the next building block, you have to come up with some kind of plan of attack. In order to fix your challenge or to overcome your challenge, you have to have a plan. So if your challenge is financial, you need to figure out, what do I need to do? How do I get my budget where it needs to be? If I have to get another job, if I have to cut some debt, whatever it is, you have to work that plan. And you have to figure it out, and you have to be aggressive about obtaining your goals. Because there's been situations when I said I wanted to overcome a challenge, but then my plan wasn't successful. I didn't set myself up to win. I thought that my mind was different. I thought that I prayed, I accepted what was going on, but I did not have a plan and I did not work the plan. All right, so you have to have the plan, but also you have to work your plan of success to overcome the challenge that's going on in your life.
That's right. I definitely believe that, because, you know, the plan, it can be hard now, depending on what the plan is.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I think you've got to have a realistic plan.
Right.
I mean, don't do something that you already can see that you're not going to do. You know, or you can't accomplish.
Right.
Because I think that's what makes it hard when we have a plan and then it's like it's so far out of our reach.
Right.
So make sure it's a reachable plan.
Right.
And that you actually can work the plan.
Right. You know, I like that. You have to make sure that it's obtainable.
Yes.
And also, when you're working your plan, this is very important. Let other people know your plan. The people that you feel safe with. Now, don't go out and tell the whole world, especially the people who you know that's on your team. But the people in your arena that's safe, the people that you can talk to, let them know what's going on. Let them know this is something that I'm working on. And these are some of the things that I'm going to start doing to get to my goal or to overcome this challenge or to help me with this challenge.
And so they can really step in and really encourage you.
Right.
You know, because sometimes we want to say, you know, they can hold me accountable. And sometimes holding someone accountable can sound like it's a bad thing, but it really can be a good and encouraging thing.
Right. And my last building block is don't give up. Now, you might be tempted to be overwhelmed. You might be tempted to think that you're not making progress, but let me tell you this, don't give up. That's the thing that's going to be pulling on you 24/7, but just don't give up. Just keep moving forward.
That's it.
And I guarantee you that you will be able to face that challenge with faith and with hope and everything else. And you will be able to come out on the other side and you will be able to say, this is what I learned. This is how I've grown. This is what God was trying to teach me. And this is how I was victorious in this situation.
Yep. It says, when a challenge arises, be it a big test in school or an upcoming running race, don't give up. Persistence is a huge key to overcoming challenges. Giving up means that you will neither overcome the challenge nor learn from it. Power through challenges by asking for support, feeling your feelings, and making a plan to work through it helps you not to give up.
Wow. I love it. I hope that this information has been helpful in overcoming challenges. Our quote of the week is, strength doesn't come from what we can do. It comes from overcoming the things you once thought you couldn't.
Wow.
My name is Dr. B. Pope.
And I am Fee the Busy Bee. And please do not forget to check us out through our email at realtalk@brhf@gmail.com. Again, that's realtalk@brhf@gmail.com. Thank you, Hopeful, for your email. And you never know whose email we'll be reading next.
This is Dr. B. Pope.
And this is Fee, the Busy Bee. And we are bizzing out.
Thank you for listening to Real Talk with Dr. B. Pope and Fee, the Busy Bee. Be sure to follow Dr. B. Pope on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And follow Fee, the Busy Bee, on TikTok and Instagram.